Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
Happy to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings. Answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand. Good news and bad news. That's today on DocX MD and Audra RN's Funny Feelings.
There's good news tonight.
Doc, when folks say, I have good news and bad news, what should come first? Should the good news precede bad or happy follow sad?
Odd, what's first depends on whether you're giving or receiving bad news. If the information is intended to modify behavior or calm a moody bruise. More than 3/4 of receiving folks want bad news first.
So a good news finish trumps the worst.
Yes, ma'am. The endings principle foretells preferential finales that are uplifting rather than signals of sad farewells. Conversely, the majority of giving folks choose delivering good news initially as a token serving of sugar before dispensing the bitters of unpleasant information judiciously. Few relish providing bad news, yet all too often there's an associated failure to recognize that folks waiting for the negative shoe to drop
struggle with making mounting anxiety stop.
Conveying good news first, then bad news last, functionally encourages behavioral change.
Like saying, you can lose weight, but if you don't, heart disease or diabetes will certainly shorten your healthy life range.
You got it, Odd. When receivers hear ending news that causes upset, chances are higher they'll fix the unwanted threat.
Yep. Is the Oreo cookie method of good news, bookending, bad news effective?
A sandwiched message like your blood pressure is improving, but your blood sugar is gravely high while your total cholesterol is normal, occasionally works if mild calming is the objective. But sandwiching bad news generally confuses recipients by casting shadows on any light.
That could bring behavioral reform into manageable sight.
The beneficial order of good news, bad news depends on where we are in life. Does mood need soothing or behavior need changing? It's a funny feeling to know endings shape our judgment. Hearing good news last guides us from sad to glad.
But hearing damaging news last motivates us to alter what's unsettling and bad.
Oops! Had the silly thing in reverse.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
It's a pleasure to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings. Answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand.